You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Yes, football friends. You all right? It's your mate Alex Mearns. I've got something for you. Oh, what is it, Alex? Well, listen to this. Money, money, money. Must be funny in the football world. Money, money, money. Always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Oh yes, welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. The Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. The money is silly, isn't it? So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football teams. Are you with me yet? Okay, you're not with me yet. Okay, listen to this. If Mbappe costs 150 million, what would Ryan Giggs cost? Or if Romelu Lukaku cost 80 million, what would Brazilian Ronaldo cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out. So, strangely, tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Man City's first ever Premier League title winning team, managed by Bobby Mancini, featuring Aguero, Nazari, Tevez, Yaya Company. Yaya Company, that's a good player. Yaya Toure and Vincent Company. What do we do? Well, we start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each individual player. Then we'll work out the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. I'll make a chart, which I'm doing at the moment, of all the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Currently, football friends, Barca's 2009 squad, their 1-11 is topping the transfer time tunnel table with a huge £913 million. So how much will Mancini's boys cost? Should we find out? Yes, Alex, let's find out. So we'll start in goal, Joe Hart. Oh yes, do you remember in 2012 when he was good? 73 caps for England, one FA Cup, two leagues, two League Cups. This guy was at the peak of his powers in 2012. He would be a brick wall back then. The guy worked his way into the City team and stayed in net for over 260 appearances for the Blues. He saved Setter an awful lot of points that season. There was a very memorable save against Everton. Ross Barkley hit this amazing shot from outside the box. And well, it just sticks out in my head. It was a brilliant save by Joe Hart. He was only 25 in 2012 and was England's number one for sure. I think he would be worth around £44 million if you bought him at his age back in 2012, this day and age. Does that make sense? Not really, Alex. Okay, moving on. City played 4-2-3-1 against QPR in that final game of the season, and I'm going to use that team because they were the best players from City that season. At right back, Pablo Zabaleta. People forget, but this guy scored that goal at the start of that very memorable match against QPR. He scored the opener, and everyone thought, that's it. City won the title, but it didn't work that way. City had to come back from 2-1 down. Zab came into City before the big money was sloshing around and stayed in the side until this season when he moved to West Ham. He was a great fullback. He played 58 times for Argentina and was 28 in 2012. So I'm going to say he's in his prime age, so I'm going to go with £41 million for Zabaleta. First centre-back. I'm putting my hand to my face, sort of doing like an army salute to Captain Vincent Company. He's a rock and has been a brilliant Premier League defender. He's intelligent on and off the field. It is just a shame injuries have halted him in the past few seasons. He has been in the Premier League team of the season, though, three times. He was 26 in 2012, and I think he would cost an awful lot to prize him away from the City grip. So I think I'm going to go with 69 milli. For Company, our final centre-back, Julian Lescott. You remember this guy? Joined Man City for a massive money back in 2009, £22 million from Everton. City just wasting money on rubbish, weren't they? He was past his best. He was 30 in 2012, and he was pretty poor after that season. So I'm going to go with just £15 million. Left back. 3 Premier League titles, 2 with City, 1 with Arsenal. Mr. Gael Clichy. Very effeminate name, but a good footballer. When he was on form, he was a good fullback. He just didn't affect many games like a world-class fullback does. He was quick and solid, but nothing more. I'm going to go with £20 million for Gael Clichy in 2012 after that season, which totals for the defence and goalkeeper £196 million. An okay defence. We've seen better on this transfer time tunnel. After a quick break, we're going to enter midfield and attack. I think it might be good. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
What do you think we've finished? We haven't finished. We've barely just begun. We are doing the transfer time tunnel. Which squad are we doing, Alex? Well, we're doing Man City's two... Well, come on, Alex. Get it out. Get the words out. 2012 Premier League winning squad. We've done the defence, we've done the goalkeeper, you remember, it wasn't that long ago. Should we enter midfield? Okay, I'm putting my right foot forward and I'm entering midfield. What do we have in midfield, Alex? Oh, who's that guy? Gaz Baz. Gareth Barry. Remember Gareth Barry. Sorry, Gareth Barry is now the Premier League's highest ever appearance holder. He was a brilliant playmaker for City, smart attacking and defensive. He was a good passer as well. Oh, crisp pass. Crisp passer. Yes, he was. 53 caps for England. And in 2012, when he was missing from that City team, they weren't the same team. They weren't. Once you took Barry out of that squad, they weren't the same Man City. However many good players they had, they needed Gaz Baz. He was, though, 31 back then. So I'm going to go with just £15 million in today's market. Second in midfield. Who's that coming over the hill? It's Yaya Toure. 62 goals for Man City. Not bad for someone who arrived at the squad, at the team, as a centre-back from Barca. He's just been one of City's greatest Premier League players. I love him. He's a player who was so concentrated on grabbing goals from midfield. And I think that's so valuable. He was a tank for City that season. He scored a great goal against Newcastle away in the run-in to the league. He was 29, though, in 2012. But saying that, he was in the height of his powers. So I'm going to whack down £50 million on Yaya Toure. Oh, yes, I did that. Yeah. Oh, now I've got 3 players behind the striker. These 3 players are very good. You ready? First, Samir Nasri. Forget the Nasri who never plays football now. The one back then was a talented bloke. He was very creative, very unpredictable for defenders, and he was at a great age, 25 years old in 2012. Where did it all go wrong, Sammy? And I think in today's market, he would cost an awful lot. So I am going to go with... what are you thinking, Alex? Ooh, I'm going to go £67 million for Samir Nasri at 25. In the midfield, in the middle of the 3, Carlos Tevez. City fans, do you remember this bloke, what he did that season? Well, he went on a golfing holiday for about 3 months during the season, which obviously isn't normal for footballers, but Mancini brought him back and he was outstanding at the end of the season. 3 Premier League titles, I think 2 were for Man United, 1 was for City, 2 Serie A titles. He won South American, Alex. He won that Footballer of the Year on 3 occasions. He was 28 in 2012, but his behaviour, his stinking behaviour, I think would put off clubs whacking down a really high fee for him. So I'm going to go with £54 million, which is quite a lot, but a player of that quality, not too much in today's market. Next, oh man, the wizard, Merlin, City players called him because he was an absolute magician, David Silva, 115 caps for Spain. He's won a World Cup, he's won 2 Euros, he's won 2 leagues, he's got an FA Cup in his trophy cabinet alongside all that. He is amazing, and you know what? I'm not afraid to say it. I love him. So he's going to be pricey. I think a 26-year-old David Silva would cost a club in today's market 100 Oh, yes, 115 million. Oh, yeah, I said it, yeah. You wanna? You don't think it? Well, tweet me, at AlexMurn7. Come on, I'll take your abuse, but he deserves it. Finally, if you think that was bad, welcome to this guy. This man scored the most important goal in Premier League history. It was amazing. Sergio Aguero! Oh, it was just so joyous. What an occasion, what a goal, what a player. 128 goals in 187 games for City. Aguero, yes, brilliant. I think he is in the top five Premier League strikers of all time. He was 24 in 2012 and he scored that goal. So his value would never have been higher. It's quite high at the moment, but he was younger back then. So I'm going to go for, are you ready for this? 178 million. That's a lot of cash. But if Neymar cost 200, I think Aguero would be worth 178 million. Which, finally, if you add them 11 players together, it brings Man City's 2012 team to a total of 675 million on tonight's transfer time tunnel. It's a lot of money, but it's well below Barca's 2009 table-topping squad, which was 913 million. If you haven't listened to that transfer time tunnel or any of the others, just go onto the iTunes podcast app and search for the Football Hour. You'll find them all there. Right. That was fun, wasn't it? That was Man City 2012 transfer time tunnel squad.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Now the podcast is over, football friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Was it one of the good ones? Nah, probably not. So, will you go and do me a favour now the podcast is finished? We have a Twitter account. It's at The Football Hour. And none of you seem to follow it. We're constantly uploading new content onto there, and you can find out all the latest news that's happening in my world and in the Football Hour world. So go and follow that Twitter account. And for every single person who listens to this podcast and then goes and follows the Football Hour from now until next week, I will mention on next week's batch of podcasts. I promise you, that is a Alex Mearns deal. I promise you, yeah? We're on 419 followers. Pretty embarrassing compared to other podcasts. If you go follow the Football Hour and we smash over 500 in the next week, then I will put every single one of your Twitter accounts on our podcast, which goes to thousands of people around the world. That podcast Twitter account again, at the Football Hour. And I will mention you on next week's batch of podges. Podges? Podcasts at the Football Hour. Go follow at the Football Hour. Please do it. I'm praying. I've got my hands clenched. Please go follow at the Football Hour. Please, football friends, do it for Alex. Please.